Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. Today, I want to talk to you about something that I refer to as the trap of success. Now, early in my career, I had the joy, the benefit, the euphoria of having some early success. Now, I've had a lot of failures in my career, too. But early in my career, I had a handful of successes, some small, some medium. And early on in my career, I had one big win. And what I'll tell you is when you get that taste of success, when you get that recognition, when you get the press coverage and you're on major newspapers, and at one point I was on, you know, major national radio and TV, you know, all this goes to your head, and you think it's about you. You think it's something that you know, something you do, something you have inherently inside of you that will lead to you being able to have repeatable success. Now, everybody's motivation is to be repeatable, right? You want to get that win, you want to build that great product, and then the value you feel you deliver to your company or organization is, look, I'm going to do you a second product that's going to be great. I'm going to give you a third product and a fourth product and a fifth product. And let me tell you, the challenge on that is when we think it's about us, or we think about it some magic formula, some magic step process that we know, understand, and have done, and that's what causes this repeatable success, that is actually a bad assumption. It's actually a horrible assumption. What we tend to see happening is when someone experiences success, and it could be someone, a team, a company, soon as they get that taste of success, they immediately go and become very conservative. Conservative towards the approach of, hey, if I repeat and do exactly what I did before, don't vary, if I basically follow the cookie cutter approach to do exactly what I did to make that product successful, I'll make this product successful. And that rarely, if ever, happens. You can look at companies out there that had big, huge successes, and then they were one-hit wonders. They couldn't get a second product out the door. What I have seen, when you tear apart and really look at products that have been highly successful, or teams or individuals that have been highly successful, it's those organizations that fight that urge to be conservative. They fight the urge to lock down and move into playing a defensive mode. And if you're out there and you're building a brand new product, you're a new startup, you've got nothing to lose, you're a maverick. You're out there breaking the rules. You're out there doing things in ways and approaches that nobody else has thought of. But as soon as you've thought of it, you think of it as being the reason why you're successful, versus the real reason why you're successful was is you were willing to throw out the rule book. You were willing to get rid of doing it the way you've always done it and go after and be aggressive. Now, in my case, my big one early success was a product called PC Boot. We were a small startup company. We were funded by a venture capital firm in Chicago called Frontneck Venture Capital. And it was a company that was focused on biometric security. It was a company called Thumbscan. Now, as with all startup companies, particularly technologies such as this, this is in the mid to late 80s, using optics, before CCD camera elements had even been invented yet. I mean, we were pushing the envelope in a lot of different technology ranges. But there was competition. There was, iris scanning and password protection. It was all around computing security in the late 80s. So what did we do? In order to survive, we acquired the assets of a company called Gordian Systems that had gone bankrupt. Now, Gordian had developed what is called this token security device, kind of those devices that give you a one-time use digital password. You type in the password, it appears on the key, and off you go. Gordian was the first company to invent this. Their tokens had been approved by NSA and CIA and Department of Defense, and governments around the world were using these tokens. But it's not a very big market in the late 80s, hard to survive. So I was given a task by the CEO that says, go out there, see what assets Gordian has, and you need to create a product that you can ship within 60 days that can bring us in revenue using only the assets that are in that warehouse, deliver a product in 60 days that can generate us some revenue. We need revenue to keep the business afloat till we can finish the main product, this product called Thumbscan. So talk about being motivated and really wanting to be aggressive and being a maverick. We had to. Three of us went out there. We sat in this dingy, grimy, nasty warehouse right off of 101 in Silicon Valley. We could only use the assets. We didn't have any money to go buy for, any new hardware production or anything like that. We could only use the assets that that Gordian had already procured and was the assets as part of the bankruptcy. So we went at it. We wrote bunches of software. We got something basically up and running, and we launched this product called PC Boot. Now, PC Boot went on to win Product of the Year that year at the Comdex show in Las Vegas. Talk about a shocker. And then getting all this recognition and press coverage and pats on the back and all of that. And guess what happened? We fell into that trap of success. We're like, woohoo! We are really, really smart. We've got this figured out. We can repeat this. We're going to dominate. And we fell into the trap, and we went very conservative, because now all of a sudden with the success we had everybody coming after us with variations of products and services similar to it at a cheaper price and different features and functions. We became the target. And we felt that the best way to survive was to go conservative. We're going to recreate and define a very well-defined process. The same process we did to put the first version out, we'll use that exact same steps to put version 2 out, and we'll be guaranteed success. And guess what? Version 2, total bust. Version 3, a little bit better. But by that time, cash was gone. This is late 80s, the economic downturn. Couldn't raise any more venture capital dollars. Thumbscan eventually got acquired itself from a company called Cominvest AB out of Stockholm, Sweden in the late 80s. But when I look back and I really take a hard look at what did we do right and what did we do wrong? Well, what did we do right? Look, we were in a desperate situation. Thumbscan was not going to survive if we didn't generate revenue. We had an asset pool. And we were given a BHAG, that bold, hairy, audacious goal to go out, generate a product, generate revenue with just the assets that were in this nasty warehouse in Silicon Valley. We had to be mavericks. We couldn't be conventional. We couldn't follow the way the processes that every other company goes when thinking about building and launching a new product. We couldn't be conservative. We had to be that maverick. We had a very, very compressed time frame. We couldn't have any new hardware built. We could only use the hardware that already existed. Basically, we were left with having to do everything in software as much as possible to create this product. We built it, we launched it, and we got a big win out of it. But so how do you create that success again? You can't recreate that maverick condition that led to the success of that product, PC Boot. And so the challenge was, is okay, how do you avoid this trap of success? How do you avoid thinking that, okay, I got the success, now my position and my role is to become ultra-conservative. Move into a defensive mode, defend yourself against the competition coming in, and think to yourself that you can use the same process that you used for the first version to produce the next version. You can't do it. That process, that approach, fundamentally does not work. Believe me, because I tried it. I tried it. I thought that because I had that success early on, that this is what was going to lead me to success going into version 2, version 3. And it total was a bomb. So I fell into this trap of success. And what we're going to talk about today is how to avoid this trap of success. And what does it really take to motivate individuals, teams, entire organizations to not fall into that trap, but to focus on what does it really take for innovation success. So don't go anywhere. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to pick up this conversation on avoiding the trap of success. You're listening to Killer Innovations on the BizTalk Radio Network.
Carpenters have their hammers and saws, chefs have their outfitted kitchens, and musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Rwanda is a shining example of how the global community can come together and rebuild a country after a devastating genocide. But there is still more that needs to be done. In the rural villages, students are crowded into schools with no electricity, no running water, no internet access, and limited sanitation. Will these kids be ready to continue the rebuilding of Rwanda, or will they be dependent upon others? Through education and employment, boys and girls have an equally promising future that can transform their struggling communities. For $20 a month, a child can be educated and a community strengthened. By supporting Pioneer Education Africa, a 501c3 charity, you partner with others to provide education that will prepare a generation to take on the task of self-reliance. 100% of the proceeds received go directly to the education of the children. Visit pioneereducationafrica.com to find out more.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. Before we hop into the show, I want to give a quick shout-out to one of our sponsors, and that sponsor is Zoom. Now, Zoom is a tool that we've been using for almost 2 years to keep our teams connected. And it's a great tool, both video, audio, and some of the best collaboration technologies I've seen out there. And I use this tool literally every day. And I'm hearing from listeners of the show, of those of you who've been trying out Zoom, using it with your brainstorming sessions. So being able to do virtual brainstorming with your team scattered out all over. Or just being able to stay connected with previous coworkers. One is a virtual sports league, and they get together on Zoom to have their conversations. Zoom is a tool that allows for you to create that community, stay connected, be collaborative, and work better together. So check it out. Hop on over to killerinnovations.com/Zoom and check it out. We're not the only ones. Gartner now has rated it as one of the top video collaboration tools out there. So check it out, killerinnovations.com/Zoom, and get your free account today. Now, when it comes to the trap of success, one of the biggest, I don't know if I want to call it motivators, but one of the biggest approaches to getting a team focused on what they need to do to win is by positioning them against their competitors. Pushing yourself against a competitor, something that you can easily wrap your arms around and target, is one of those ways of forcing you to not fall into the trap of doing it the old way. You have to find new ways to go win that business. You have something to aim for. Now, when I was CTO at HP, when I first became the CTO at HP, one of the first requests that I got from the leadership team at HP was the turnaround in the PC business. Now, when I started, the PC business at HP was number four in the world in market share and was losing about $1.5 billion in revenue. That's right, losing $1.5 billion a year in revenue. The PC business is an incredibly hard business. You know, you're getting 3%, maybe 4% operating profit. The analogy that I put out to people is the PC business is kind of like running in front of a steamroller and picking up as many pennies as you can before you get crushed. Now, the challenge was, is how do you take a PC business like that, losing $1.5 billion, number three, number four, in some cases, depending on the geography, number five in market share, and how do you turn it to become number one? Now, there was a lot of things going on in the marketplace at that point, but there were some clear, leaders. You know, Dell was a very, very strong competitor in the marketplace. IBM/Lenovo was an incredibly strong competitor in the marketplace. In the case of the PC business, Apple never really been a big competitor from a market share or sheer size perspective. But great from the standpoint of features and functions and overall customer satisfaction and fan base, you know, product love from the customer base. So you take a look at all of that, what is it going to take for HP to really become number one? Well, it required that at HP, we had to throw everything out. We could not do it the same way we had always done it. We couldn't follow the same cycles of introducing products or the same way that we would validate feature sets or the same way we would approach how we designed our products. So if you recall back then, we started with a new approach called the PC is Personal Again. It was an ad campaign to recognize that you were more likely to hand somebody your wallet than you were to hand somebody your PC. Everything on your PC was highly personal, highly private. Everything you did, your browser history, and everything was on that PC. You were not going to share that. And so we shifted to a design focus strategy. You know, the old joke was, is if you wanted to buy, how did HP end up with, you know, all of the at least the business computers all were gray. Well, the joke inside of HP was, is we went out to and did a focus group. 50% of the customers said they wanted black. 50% of the customers said they wanted it to be white. So we chose gray because that way we thought we could make everybody happy. It was the set of compromises, and compromises do not work. And so we ended up throwing out the entire rule book inside of HP of how we designed, how we manufactured, how we shipped, how we supported. And we just went after the competition, all guns blazing. Now, it took a number of years, right? So we went from number three, number four in the market to becoming number one worldwide, every product category, every geography. We went to number one, and we did it in 3 years. That's right, 3 years. We went from number three, number four, losing $1.5 billion to making $3 billion in revenue on the profit side, and doing that in a 3-year time frame. Unheard of. But it required an enormous amount of support in the marketplace. It required that we had to completely throw out the rule book on how we did everything. Everything from specifying parts to how we do the design to packaging design. I could tell you stories about how much time we spent on designing of boxes and packages. And we also did some acquisitions. I led the acquisition of Voodoo PC, which was at that time the premier gaming PC company. Out of Calgary, Raul Sood and that team, phenomenal team. They brought us in a sense of passion and desire and design in those products that really ignited even more passion. And even today, you can go over to HP and take a look at products that come from what is still referred to as the Voodoo DNA. And so how do you do this? How do you do this within your organization? Find that competition. Be willing to throw the rule book out. Be willing to give that bold BHAG of you're going to go from number four in the market to number one in every market, every geography, and every category. And nothing less will be accepted. If you become number one like we did at HP, then you become the target. You need to go off and find another target. You cannot rest on your laurels. You cannot rest on becoming conservative. You have to win. Or you have to redefine the market that you are going to compete in. So again, competition plays a key role to avoid yourself of getting caught in this trap of success. You get these little tastes of success. Big wins, one big motivator for those teams. Clearly define the competition. Clearly define that BHAG. And accept nothing less than success. So, we're going to take another quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to continue on our conversation about how to avoid this trap of success. You're listening to Killer Innovations on the BizTalk Radio Network.
BizTalk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the BizTalk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, BizTalk Radio. Alexa, open BizTalk Market Tips.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
A promise was made. A promise that hit the beaches of Normandy. A vow that captured Iwo Jima. A contract that weathered Tet. A pledge that stormed the desert in Iraq. An IOU that braved IEDs in Kandahar. A promise was made to America's veterans. DAV fights to keep that promise so all veterans and their families get the benefits and support they earn. For help, visit DAV.org.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want on Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Before we hop back into this show, I want to do a quick shout-out to one of our sponsors, which happens to be HP. Now, I was the CTO at HP, and many of you are going to say, whoa, Phil, you're biased, you know, you're part of it. Yes, I retired at the end of 11. After 10 great years at a great company, I still believe strongly in the products and services, still have a strong connection with the leadership team there, and they are doing some great things. One of the focus areas that HP is focusing on here most recently is privacy and security. They've got some videos over there. You should go over and take a look at them over at HP.com that shows the kind of information that stays around inside of your office copiers that you would absolutely be shocked about. You know, you go in and you just, you know, you think you're Xeroxing, you know, some paperwork for your closing on your house, and you do it at the office because that's where the copier's at. Copies of that information is sitting in those printers if they're not HP printers. So think about that. Check it out. Go over to HP.com. See what they're doing in security and privacy, one of the big areas that they're focused on right now, and one that I greatly appreciate given the threats that we're seeing out there today for our personal and private information. So check it out. You can hop on over to HP.com. If you want to see specifically the technologies that HP is working with us on with regards to the studio and the show, etc., you can go over to killerinnovations.com/HP and check that out. Now, in the last segment, we talked about finding the competition, typically the competition outside your organization, the competitor that you really hate and the one that you're really going to go after and crush. And we used HP as an example, talking about taking HP from number 3 or number 4 market share to number 1 market share. What I want to talk about today is you can create kind of that same sense of competition inside of your organization, what we call creating team competition, where you're constantly pushing and challenging each other to do better, to achieve success, and do it in such a way that the whole organization wins. Now, some of you are going to say, well, Phil, that kind of counter to teamwork. Well, the example I'm going to use is Pixar versus Disney Animation. When Pixar was acquired by Disney, there was the conscious decision by the Pixar management team to not merge those two organizations together. Keep them separate. Keep Pixar team up in Northern California, the Disney Animation Studios down in Burbank, and let them keep going. Well, one is to challenge each other. Nobody likes to be the team that's kind of the stepchild, the one that's, you know, not quite keeping up with another part of the organization. Now, to do this, though, what Pixar and Disney did is they actually established some rules. Right, they kept the teams separate. Each were working on their own films. You know, Zootopia versus, you know, Cars 3 versus, you know, all of the things that have been coming out in the last couple of years. But to make this work, there has to be some clear ground rules. You're using competition, but not competition from outside the company. You're using competition inside as a team motivator. So what are some of the rules that Disney and Pixar put in place? Number one, the studios would not be allowed to borrow each other's resources when they got into a pinch. Each studio had to be self-sufficient. If you got into a jam, you couldn't go pluck out that expert in this one little widget area to come bail you out. You had to build up a team, you had to build up your culture, and you had to be self-sufficient. Number two, they wouldn't be able to take over each other's projects. So if one of the studios had a film that was just, you know, going nose down, what they were wanting to avoid is, you know, management stepping in and saying, okay, well, that, you know, film, that new animation from Studio A is bombing, so we're going to bring Studio B in, take it over and save them. Totally demoralizing to the team in Studio A. So they clearly stated that, you know, if a film was going to bomb and wasn't going to make it, it just wasn't going to make it. It was not going to be picked up and thrown across the wall to the other side. Right, so therefore, you didn't have to. There was no fear that you were going to get shown up by having somebody else come in and try to save that film. No team would have veto power over another team's movies. The team's management structure, the decisions on scripts, the decision on storylines, animation approach, etc., was all contained within each of the two studios. No team would have the veto power. So it wasn't like Pixar could overrule the Disney animation and say, no, you're not going to go that way. You need to go this way and veto them. That was not the case. They were independent. Now, why were some of these rules, whether it be, you know, you didn't have the veto, you couldn't take over the team, why were some of these rules put in place? Well, in my perspective, I think these rules were put in place so that each of the teams would not be fearful of the other team. You weren't fearful that the team was going to tell you what to do. You weren't going to be fearful that the team was going to, you know, if you were not quite making it, that your project was going to get ripped away from you and handed over to somebody else that would take it over and therefore get the credit. This all kind of sets up for what I think are the next couple of rules that I think are really important. One is they were on their own to develop their own culture and their own storytelling, self-contained. It wasn't about, you know, Disney animation trying to copy the way Pixar tells stories or Pixar trying to copy the way Disney tells stories. They were on their own. And then the most important of the rules, number five, they would have to openly share their work and they would have to listen to each other's criticism. That wasn't, okay, we're going to do all of this, we're going to have all these rules, we're creating this competition inside of our organization, and then we're going to keep it to ourselves. And then the first time you're going to see it is, ta-da, you know, at the premiere. Number five, they would have to openly share their work, and they would have to listen to each other's ideas. Now, it's interesting. You know, there's two examples of films, both from Pixar and from Disney, where it's quite evident where the other ones helped each other out. So take the Disney team. The Disney team came in at a critical moment on Pixar's film Inside Out and helped them rethink some of the major plot elements. Now, the result was Inside Out went on to win an Academy Award. So who gets it? Is it Pixar? Is it Disney? When the Pixar team saw a cut of Zootopia, which is a film, I watched it last night with my grandkids, in fact, I love that film. Pixar identified an obvious problem throughout the development of that film. The fox had been the protagonist. It had been kind of the problematic character to follow. But the Pixar team said, no, it was the rabbit. Well, think about it. You're changing the entire arc of the storytelling, right? And the result was, it was a major breakthrough for the Disney team, because sometimes we just get so heads down on a project, we need those outside eyes that aren't just critics, but outside eyes that have a vested interest in that success. Last year, Inside Out won the Oscars for the animated. Zootopia went on to win a bunch of awards. And so the end result is these inside competitions, like how Disney and Disney Animation and Pixar got teamed up. We can do the same thing within organizations, but you have to put together the rules, right? You know, the They're not allowed to borrow their resources. They're not allowed to take over each other's projects. So you don't have to worry about something being taken away from you. No one has veto power. I don't work for you. You don't work for me. We're completely independent. You know, you have to own and develop your own culture, your own storytelling approaches, how you work on projects. And at the same time, between those teams, you have to openly share the work and you have to listen to each other's criticisms. All right, you just can't blow them off. Sometimes you need those eyes. So here's competition, you know, to better, right? And competition in the film industry is about, you know, Academy Awards. And both Disney Animation and Pixar, they're on a tear these days. But here's an example of how they structured it in order to generate internal competition to then drive a cycle of repeated success. Success that's noticeable in the marketplace. So with that, we're going to take another quick here commercial break. When we come back, we're going to wrap up our conversation on how to avoid getting caught in this trap of success and what does it really mean to be able to drive sustainable success over and over again. You're listening to Killer Innovations on the BizTalk Radio Network.
Carpenters have their hammers and saws, chefs have their outfitted kitchens, and musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Autism. One out of every 68 children in America are impacted across every race, ethnicity, and socioeconomic group. If you aren't directly affected, someone you know is. Today's world doesn't support those on the autism spectrum. It needs hacking for us to truly welcome those who think and create differently than ourselves. We're Hacking Autism, a nonprofit charity with a mission to hack therapy, technologies, and career opportunities that improve the personal and professional lives of people on the autism spectrum. We believe that everyone can play a role in supporting those on the autism spectrum so that they can show their unique talents and abilities in this fast-paced world. You aren't powerless in this fight. Use your gifts and talents to make a positive impact. Join us in making a difference. Go to hackingautism.org to learn more.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back. Wouldn't life be great if it could be predictable? I sure would love it if I knew exactly what was going to happen today, tomorrow, and the day after. You know, with five grandkids, every day is unpredictable. You know, can I just follow these five easy steps and everything will work out? It would be nice, but I don't know about you, but I would think that life would get real boring really fast. Life, by nature, is unpredictable. There are an unlimited number of variables and influences and things that happen that are outside of our control that could totally derail any given day. We could be thinking that we've got a plan for a new product, a new service, or a new startup, and that we've got this all worked out, and it's going to just follow through and executing. And then all of a sudden, something out of left field comes in, and that's what totally blows it up. But it also creates opportunities for those of us in the innovation game. But as innovators, once we've tasted success, we fall into the same trap as everybody else. Follow these five steps, and you can repeat success. And it just doesn't work that way. That's what we've been talking about today. We've got lots of examples of where, you maybe have had some success. You tried to repeat, it didn't work. I've got an unlimited number of examples where I thought by simply repeating the five steps, I was going to achieve success again. But just as we said, life is unpredictable. So what are we to do? How do we think about success, and how do we make success repeatable and at the same time not fall into the trap of success? The trap of success is, once you've tasted it, becoming very conservative, becoming very conscious of repeatability. If I repeat this, I will achieve success. That is the trap of success. The key to having repeatable success, where you can be out there and you can deliver products and services and win, is injecting what I would call creative stress. Creative stress is that stress that forces you to have to throw out everything you know, every methodology, every trick you've used has to be chucked out the window. It's what I refer to as innovating the way you innovate. If you think that following, whether it be the fire process, which I teach in my book, and there's probably literally 30 or 40 podcasts in the catalog talking about fire, if you think that following the fire methodology, that's your magic to innovating, you are wrong, right? It's about adapting. It's about change. It's about making it work inside and to constantly change. If you are using the same approach to innovation this year that you used last year, you're on a path to failure. You're on a path to get sucked into this fallacy of success, this trap that is out there. You have to change. You have to be able to go and try change. Now, the problem is changing on our own, particularly when you've had success, is almost impossible to do. Try to get management to change when things are going really well. Well, revenue's up to the right, profit numbers are, you know, through the roof, we're doing great. Why should we change? That's exactly the time when you should change, but it doesn't happen. Management won't make that change. But you have to inject what I call this creative stress into your projects. The one way to do that is identify competition. Define a competitor out there that you can get your troops to rally around and focus on. In some cases, you may have to get a little creative in how you describe or define the market, particularly if you are a leader in your segment. You still need to go find this competitor that's going to cause this creative stress. This, I got to throw things out and change if I'm going to win. Otherwise, this competitor is going to eat our lunch. So we have to get out there, and you've got to inject some form of change agent within the organization to try new approaches. Because if we fall into the trap of thinking that we can be repeatable, we fall into this conservative approach, we've fallen into the trap of success. So again, injecting creative stress into the projects is absolutely critical. The other is maybe it's not competition outside. You may inject some of this creative stress by team competition inside your organization, exactly like what Disney and Pixar did. From my experience, once you are on top of the hill, the only direction you are going to go is down, unless you find that new hill. Let's wrap up our conversation here. The stress of wanting to be to repeat success is a trap. You've got to be careful of not thinking that you can just be repeatable. You have to change and go about it in a completely new and different way. So go out there, find that competition, whether it's inside your organization, outside your organization, that will force your teams, your organizations, and even you individually to throw out the rule book and go at it in a completely new and different way. As we wrap up today's show, one way to help you think about all of this, particularly the trap of success and how do you think about innovating the way you're innovating, is to become part of the innovators community. So hop on over to theinnovators.community. Theinnovators.community. It's a private Slack group along with some mastermind sessions. It allows you to get connected to a community of innovators from around the world that you can not only contribute yourself, but you can also learn from and actually get help about whatever projects, innovations that you're currently working on. So again, check that out, theinnovators.community. You can also check out some of the tools we have over at innovation.tools. That is the online store where we share books, tools. The Killer Question card deck is over there. You can check all that out. And again, any of the profits that I receive from any of this actually gets used for the charity organization. So just so we're clear on that. So with that, we're going to wrap up today's show. Greatly appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to join us. Hopefully you found today challenging. Think about, don't fall into that trap. Don't think about repeatability. Be a maverick. Change. Change every time you're out there trying to innovate. Constantly innovate the way you innovate. And with that, we'll talk to you real soon. Don't let the innovation antibodies get you down. And we'll see you here next week at Killer Innovations.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.